Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
I'm out of breath, and I want to be honest with you guys why. What if it was, I was beaten off in the car? No, I do know people who have done that. Where was I recently? Some comedy club green room, and somebody was like, you guys ever driven out in your car? I was like, no, man. But my dad left when I was 9, so maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe these are the tricks I would have been taught. Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Adam Ray here. About Last Night is the name of the show. Thanks for listening, subscribing, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phil lives. Only a few left. Thursday this week, we have the live from Denver, part one, with Ralph Barbosa, Nick Thune, and Josh Blue. And it's a banger, dude. It is a banger. It's a banger of an episode. And then we have like 4 or 5 left. And then the big closure on December 16th at the Wiltern here in L.A., with a wild lineup. I mean, we're going out on top. We are announcing, however, a mini Australia run, I think in a couple weeks. So, Australia, if you listen to this, get ready. We're coming down under. Bring Hugh Jackman. And then a few in Canada next fall. But, you know, this is pretty much it. No more big tour. We are cutting a doc of the whole tour, though, so that'll be out soon. Oh, why I'm out of breath. Running around town. Decided to do 3 spots tonight. Improv, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. 8:15 at the Laugh Factory. I walked in at 8:13, went right on stage, and then rushed right over to the Improv and had about 6-7 minutes to kill before I went on stage. And then ran right from there to here because I've only got about 30 minutes before I got to go to the Comedy Store and do a 10 o'clock spot there. It's 9:20 right now at night. Fuck, I'm hot. Also doesn't help that this studio is like 3 levels of stairs up. And yeah, I'm 43. And yeah, I feel fine. And yeah, my knees sometimes like click in a weird way that makes me think I have Asperger's or something. And yeah, like I pulled a muscle like turning over in bed last night. It doesn't matter. Point is, Halloween's over. And a kid dressed as a garbage can stole candy off my front porch. You happy? Hey, Gabe. It wasn't even a fat kid. I would have loved if it was a fat kid. I was a fat kid. I have so much space in my heart for fat kids. They don't have a lot of space in theirs because their arteries are clogged. But man, a kid dressed as a garbage can. I mean, ironic. Also, you can't be mad. You're like, but he was solo. That was the bummer. The kid, I have the footage. Let's cut to it. Yeah, right? Solo, just raccooning through a bowl. So my wife and I had a crazy week, okay? We, first time trick-or-treating in our house, by the way. Very cool. Being on the receiving end of the trick-or-treat. On this particular night, it's just tricks, dude. No treats. The trick was he took the treats. Fat piece of shit. Wasn't even fat. See, my brain just goes to that. It must have been some Augustus Gloop, fruit by the foot, titty fuck machine. And it wasn't. It was just a regular looking kid. You saw, you know, Connor or Ethan, some freckles, maybe a stepdad. And this kid is just malnourished. And look, yeah, dude, wild time right now. Snap program, cut. I mean, wild. Wild what's happening, that goes without saying. So maybe the kid, you know, maybe he was rummaging and ravaging through the bowl to feed his family, Charlie Bucket style. Remember Willy Wonka when Charlie's mom was like, dinner's ready? And it was just like it was hot water she was boiling. It's bad enough his last name was Bucket. And you give him fucking water for dinner. It's like, Charlie, you want some more water? You want some more dinner water? He was like, no, I'm just going to try to figure out how to
not get farted on in this bed with all four of my grandparents. All right, Charlie. But, you know, there is the floor. He's like, yeah, no, I'm developing calluses on my forehead, and I think a splinter went through my urethra last night, so gonna roll the dice in the fart bed. Okay, Charlie.
Charlie, come over here. I saved up a dollar so you can buy a chocolate bar.
Thanks, Grandpa, but shouldn't you have maybe put that towards another fucking pillow?
Charlie, what's the language? I was hoping...
Who am I doing? It went from Grandpa Joe to Santa to David Attenborough.
There was a kid named Charlie Bucket who was poor as the eye can see. Tasmania is a world apart, and just like any other sanctuary this side of Australia, Charlie was wandering through the streets of his town when he was stopped by a pedophile asking if he could get him a everlasting gobstopper. Charlie did not. He went to the factory, unbeknownst to him, saw a little twat shrunk into a blueberry, a rich bitch fell into a goose hole, a fat bastard drowned in a chocolate river, and the little kid with autism got shrunk into a million pieces.
What if that's how Willy Wonka was pitched? But yeah, this kid, a lot of balls. I saw videos on TikTok of a lot of people stealing a lot of stuff. Dad's getting called out on the ring cam and just being like, is what it is. Oof. I'm not a dad yet. My wife and I are getting close. Had to get my sperm checked, make sure the swimmers are good. She's going through a lot of stuff on her end, so I got to make sure that I'm good. Because all we got to do, fellas, is what? Say it with me. Come. All we got to do is go, dad, or whatever your face and noise is, good on you. But it's probably not too far from that. So I go in, and the girl gives me a cup and goes, you can do it in that. I was like, you mean I should do it in that? Like, what's the alternative? Some little guy walks around the corner and goes, my hand. So I do it in the cup. There were a lot of movies. The guy goes, there's a lot of films in that drawer. I was like, you got Air Bud? He didn't think I was joking. He goes, no, but if you're into that stuff, I can go make a call. And I was like, yeah. Oh, man. Bestiality. No. Sorry. Sorry. I'll use my imagination or just shake it a lot. But so many movies, like 1,000 titles. Every flavor. Every flavor. Black, Jew, gay, straight, stepdad, babysitter, Afghanistan veteran, everything. Too many, though. I was like, I have one penis. There's 1,000 movies here. Anyway. But the kid stealing candy, that makes me go, oof, I don't want my kid to do that. And I, as a dad, I won't do what that dad did on that video I saw on TikTok where he got called out and just goes, is what it is. Hey, toots. If a guy's saying it is what it is to a ring cam, he's also calling women toots or sweet buns or he's been me too'd. You've been me too'd, Gary. At a P.F. Chang's or a Rite Aid that's getting ready to shut down. And you were their last customer. But anyway, hope you had a great Halloween. The holidays are here. We're putting up a Christmas tree. We have a menorah too. We're doing both. We go Jew and Christmas. Jew Christmas is a great band name or a movie. Mario Lopez, Candace Cameron Bure, an NBA on TNT analyst Charles Barkley in Jew Christmas. I don't think you could call it that. But I watch it, and I'm a sucker for a good title. Angry MILF climbs to McDonald's drive-thru, click. RFK rubs booger on girl in wheelchair, double click. Hey, Nikki Glaser's hosting SNL. That's incredible. Man, Nikki's so funny. So sweet, so talented, deserves it all, works her ass off. And is just living it up, dude. When you're living it up this hard and you're just like having so much fun and doing all the... She's got a movie with Apatow that they're working on, selling out every show, adding shows, adding days, adding dates, adding countries and cities. Her parents are cool as shit. Her boyfriend's the man. Like, life, at this point, you just got to take care of yourself and hope nothing crazy is, you know, you stay healthy. That's what you just go, I can control what I can control, which is all the fun stuff and taking care of myself and ripping it, dude. But SNL, she's going to rip it. Her monologue's going to be fire. And then she's silly. You saw her on the Globes, how quickly she jumped into, like, sketch. She's going to be great. I can't wait. Nikki, shout out. Very proud of you. Very pumped for you. I always feel weird when I say very proud of you, because it's like, that feels, you got to really know someone. And I do know her. I've known her for quite some time now. It's been at least 10 years. But I am proud of her because I've known, it's not like, if I got to know her this year and I was like, I'm proud of you, it'd be weird. I remember when I first headlined a club in Seattle. Yeah. Sorry. If you're listening to this, I reached for a cap across the table. Hey, Adam, good story. But I was headlining my first time in Seattle at a club called the Parlor Live. It's no longer there in Bellevue, Washington. Shout out. And a kid that was a senior when I was a freshman in high school got fucked up and he came to the show with his wife. And she was like, are you Adam? I go, yeah. My husband, David, like, he went to high school with you. He wants to say hi. He comes around the corner, blackout. Blackout. And I go, what up, Dave? Dude, you're fucking funny, dude. That was fucking, it's so crazy we were going to match him in high school. Didn't they get her? Didn't they skin him in high school together? Remember that? Remember that, dude? Starts hitting me. Aggressive drunk hitting me. I go, yeah, Dave, I remember that. I go, do you remember 2 minutes ago? He goes, oh, funny guy. And then I go, he goes, this is why I bring the story up. He goes, I'm so fucking proud of you, man. Hey, I'm so fucking proud of you, dude. Which was just weird because it was like, you called me a homophobic slur when I quit football to play Danny Zuko in Greece. But good to see you. Hey, thanks. I took it in. You know, time moves on. Don't hold grudges or regrets. So, but I'm proud of you, dude. I'm freaking proud of you, man. I'm freaking proud of you. I go, he goes, you're out in Hollywood just living it up, doing it up, doing it all. It's Disneyland's right there. You get to go see Goofy. Go see Goofy whenever you want. You get to go see Goofy whenever you want. I go, what are you doing, man? I work at Jiffy Lube. I'm working at Jiffy Lube. Well, dude, you get to check that oil, right? Whenever you want. Tcha! Whenever I want. And that's the last time I saw him. But, oh, speaking of last time I saw him, Bruce Robbins. I'm doing another Bruce Robbins show. We did one at Dynasty Typewriter. It was a blast. Shout out to Sam and all the Dynasty crew. We had Jay Moore and Melissa Villasenor. It's up on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Bruce Robbins is a character of mine. He's a real estate mogul, mentalist, magician, spiritual, whatever. And just a fun character I made up. Truly, you know, look, doing Tony Inchcliffe on Kill Tony, Phil, Biden, like Elaine even is like, and Jeremy are all based on people in my life. And then obviously the Phil and Biden, and there's impressions, right? This Bruce character truly is like, I like, just created, I mean, look, probably maybe influenced by something, but all the other voices are like from a thing. Like Elaine is like an older, crotchety, more version of my mom and other friends from Temple of hers. Jeremy is a kid I met through a Magic the Gathering game in college when I was a plus one to a friend's house party. They were just smoking weed. I wanted to smoke weed and they had a Magic the Gathering game going and I was like an accumulation of all the guys that were there. But Bruce Robbins is just like from the brain and just like this is the teeth and the hair, the earring, the goatee. And then I just start talking like this with a voice. And you know what it is? It's like, you know, but Bruce is this guy, you know, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm straight. I don't know. Does anybody know though? I mean, this is what it is though. You go on TV, you're scrolling. You ever scroll on Netflix for like 45 minutes? And you're like, shit, I guess I'm watching Dr. Pimple Popper again. But that's not even on Netflix. So you got to close out of one app. You got to pull back up Pornhub just in case your fucking Wi-Fi crashes. You need something to stare at. But, you know, it is what it is. That's COVID for you. And I just like, he's so fun. So fun to play with. And Bruce Gray, shout out to Bruce Gray, great comedian, was the sidekick for a podcast I did here at Melrose Podcast years ago. That's up on my YouTube as well. I just was like, I got in a character to mess around with some stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll do a podcast just to kind of play as the character for an hour. That's what Jeremiah Watkins and I did with the Dr. Phil stuff, is we did these lost episodes just to kind of, you know, have fun and make content during the pandemic. But for me, it was how I found whatever version of Phil was that I was going to continue to jam with. So it's helpful to do podcasts like that. Bruce Gray was the assistant. So when I did a live one, I go, Bruce, I'm trying to figure out what the elements of the show are. I got like four or five magician friends. They give me a bunch of trick ideas. Got a bunch giving me some ideas for this next show, because I want some of the show to be tricks and that, and then the guest, and then some games, and then, you know, still trying to figure it out. This is the second one, but it's November 12th at the Comedy Store. There are still tickets available. The Comedy Store holds about 350. Every Phil show is sold out, I mean, months, almost a year in advance. But this is a new character, a new thing. It takes time. I think we've got about 100 and some tickets sold. So, but to be honest with you, not putting pressure on myself to like have it be, you know, packed to the brim. I actually came to terms with this a few days ago, where I was like, I'm still working it out. What do you want? You want it to be sold out? And look, yeah, more people, more fun, more energy, all that. But like, still figuring out, still playing. So it's the second time I'm going to have done this live. So, you know, 100 people is awesome. Be great to get to 200. So tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. That's November 12th. Brad Williams and Harlan Williams are the guests. There are some special surprises as well. It's fun to see live, dude. Come see it. Comedy Store is my home. Come see it. November 12th, 8 p.m., Wednesday. But Bruce Gray plays my son. He plays Bruce Jr. And Bruce, you know, Bruce, so everything Bruce says, I came up with this thing where there's like a ba-dum-ching after everything he says. So even if it's dark, even if it's not even funny, it just happens. And Bruce is my son, and he's, you know, we had a residency in Vegas, and now we're trying to get it back. So we got to get our mojo back. So we're just doing all these like little baby shows to try to figure out what the next chapter is. Isn't that right, Bruce? Yeah, that's right. And he'll just kind of chime in. And Bruce, what'd you have for breakfast today? We didn't eat breakfast. Remember, you said the food stamps ran out. Oh, that's right. You know, but I'm ching, whatever. And then the whole thing is like Bruce's wife. I came up with this right before the show. I go, he's like, what happened? He's like, do I have a mom? This is what Bruce Gray asked. I go, yeah, she fell off a cruise ship and died 14 years ago. And then he's like, all right. And then we just ran with that. And now that's like part of the storyline. So come out and see that. I'm going to Austin. This week I'm in Fort Worth at Hyenas. Fort Worth, dude. Hyenas. 5 sold out shows. God bless you guys. Houston next weekend. First time at the Improv in Houston. November 14th through the 16th. Then I'm going to Austin to do Rogan and some other bullshit. And then Nashville Zanies, November 20th through the 22nd. Second time doing a weekend there. I love it. Going to go to the Seahawks game on Sunday. Boy, do the Seahawks look good. Oh, baby. Do the Seahawks look good. 6-2, man. My boy Sammy Darnold crushing it. Early MVP talk. I texted Sam yesterday. I go, I want to be you when I grow up. And he goes, funny, I also wanted to be you when I grew up. And I was like, oh, you saying I'm older than you? You saying I'm older than you? great dude, great player, having a great season. It's just awesome. I was so pumped when he got signed by Seattle. I'm like, wow, my quarterback is my friend, which sounds like the name of my memoir. It's not with that attitude, but it could be. But I'm just so happy that he's like crushing it, because I knew he would. But 3 years is a deal that you sign and you go, I hope it works out. If it doesn't, we'll see what happens, but I got 3 years to prove myself. And he's done it in 8 games. So shout out to Sammy D, and shout out to John Schneider for putting that team together, and shout out to Mike McDonald for coaching it. All right.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Fall is here. Winter is gone. Spring is coming. It's football season, baby. That means hoodie weather, pumpkin spice lattes, and yeah, I'm still sweating like a maniac because life doesn't slow down. Okay, just because the air gets crisp, I've been having to use my Mondo deodorant. And let me tell you, this stuff doesn't play, okay? I thought it was going to be another stick in the drawer, but this thing is a full-on sweat assassin. I used a solid stick before a long shoot day, and honestly, I forgot I had it on. That's how good it is. No pit stains, no weird chemical smell. I didn't even feel like I needed to reapply halfway through. I also tried the cream one at night, and I woke up not smelling like a gym sock, which is awesome for my marriage. It's a win. What I love most, it doesn't just mask the odor. It actually stops it before it starts. Nobody else does that. I didn't believe that at first it would do that, but now it's a part of my daily routine. And their starter pack is solid. You get the stick, the cream, the deodorant wipes, mini body wash, all the good stuff delivered right to your door. So if you're tired of sweat stains showing up like uninvited guests at the worst time, give Mondo a shot. Mondo Starter Pack is a perfect gift for new customers and old ones. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, which I use all the time, and free shipping. As a special offer to my ALN listeners, new customers get 20% off site-wide with my exclusive code. Use the promo code ALN at shopmondo.com for 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. Shopmondo, shopmondo.com. Please support my show and tell them that we sent you. Mondo's got you covered Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday as well with deodorant plus sweat control. It's sweet sweat control, baby. Say goodbye to the sweat stains and hello to long-lasting freshness with Mondo. Hey, you ever open the fridge after a long day, stare inside like it's suddenly going to hand you a meal and say, hey, buddy, you had a rough one, huh? Here's a lasagna. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It never does that. You know who does? Home Chef. Now that the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder, I want meals that are warm, comforting, and don't require me to Google, what the hell is a shallot? Home Chef hooks it up with pre-portioned ingredients, simple recipes, and meals that make you feel like you know what you're doing in the kitchen, which is a huge plus for people like me that don't cook but want to. It's a home run. I mean, the other night I had this creamy Parmesan chicken with roasted carrots and garlic herb rice. Oh, tasted like Wolfgang Puck was just finishing all over my face. It's something my mom would have made. Something my mom would have loved to have had happen before she married my stepdad. Shout out to George. Look, if you have a culinary team around you, good for you. But if you don't, Home Chef is where it's at. Whether you want 30-minute meals, something oven-ready, or the quick microwaved ones, Home Chef has you covered. They've got over 30 options a week, including stuff for picky eaters like myself, diet-specific meals, and a family menu that saves you from hearing what's for dinner four times an hour. It's affordable, too. You save money on groceries, and you save time not wandering around the store like a zombie in the frozen food aisle being like, should I have ice cream or chicken nuggets? For a limited time, I don't know who that was. Home Chef is offering my listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Holy shnikes. Free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 50% off. 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
In June 2024, a teenager attended a music festival and never returned.
Miles and miles away from where he was staying, up a mountain.
I wasn't gone 3 days and turned into Pablo Escobar.
The online sleuths had lost sight of this was somebody's son.
The disappearance of Jay Slater on Channel 4. Stream now.
Dude, I'm never going to stop smoking weed. I keep seeing these things pop up on Instagram. They're like, it's bad for this, it's bad for that. If you smoke too much weed, you're gay. We were in Vegas this past week for the weekend for our anniversary. Thank you. 3 years. Feels great. She's the best. She's not Jewish, but she is circumcised, my wife, and we're doing great. Dogs. No kids right now. Maybe kids. Dogs. You love your dog like a kid. It's not, though. Why is a dog not like a kid? Oh, a myriad of reasons. Pretty sure your kid doesn't lick its own asshole and then lick your face at 6 a.m. If you put your dog in a cage, chances are you're popping out to the store for 20 minutes. You put your kid in a cage, ooh, bad parenting. Don't think your kid stares at you while you fuck. Maybe it does. Maybe it does. I don't know. But cat parents, by the way. Cat people are like people who are into feet sexually. I don't get it, but do you? Hey, enjoy your life. That's what I say to a cat person. Hey, enjoy your life. Thanks for taking one for the team. I wasn't going to rescue that cat. I wasn't going to suck those toes. What if that's the last thing I ever said? I'm not going to suck those toes. I ain't afraid of no ghost. What would you rather have your last words be? I ain't going to suck those toes or I ain't afraid of no ghost? It sounds like one of those Laurel Yanni things. Remember when it was like, what do you hear, Laurel or Yanni? Do you hear, I don't want to suck those toes, or I'm afraid of those ghosts? Brian, wake up. Jesus, you are literally the worst. Can't believe that kid stole all that candy. Let's cut to the clip again. Dressed like a garbage can. There were a couple real cute kids, though, when I opened the door. And you're probably asking, why'd you have a bowl out front? I was starting to say... I landed from Charlotte. By the way, shout out. I had a run of shows, dude. Baltimore Magoobies, shout out. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sold out. Charlotte Comedy Zone, 5 shows. Boom, 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 boom. Sold out. Awesome. Great rooms, great shows. Good times, great oldies. Also, shout out to my boy Leo. Leo's Italian. Oof, what is it on Instagram? Leo's. You guys got to look this up. If you live in Charlotte or anywhere around there, look up Leo's Gourmet Market, Concord, NC. In Charlotte, North Carolina. My boy Leo and his sweet wife, they have a little family-owned Italian deli. And they bought stools and housed myself, my openers, Ramin and Lucas Hurl, Norman Parker, Albert, assistant cameraman, and we wined and dined in the middle of the day. And I bought pickles from Leo's. We'll put that Instagram handle back up. And he's sending them to me, and I'm getting them tomorrow. They're like honey dill sour pickles, and he's like, I've never done this. I've never sent a grown man pickles before. But he's sending them, and God, shout out, Leo. I'm going to eat them tomorrow, the whole fucking thing. I just throw the water bottle. I'm so excited. But yeah, cat people are weird. But what was I saying? Oh, Nashville is coming up. But that week, sorry, I'm all over the place. Leaving candy outside. I'd come off Baltimore, Charlotte, and then landed and went to Game 3 of the World Series with Bert Kreischer, Tony Hernandez, Andy Weal. Great time. 18 innings. Yeah, we stayed. And yeah, it was long. And I landed, went home. My wife met me on the street. I grabbed a new shirt and went to the game. I was on fumes, dude. Then the next night, went to my buddy Nicky Paris's live taping of his show Date on the Plate. Follow Nicky on Instagram. There's his Instagram handle. Check out Date on the Plate. Nicky's very funny. Opens for me all the time. Opens for Becky Robinson, Entitled Housewife. Check her out. Then Wednesday, go back to the World Series. My buddy Mike hooked us up with tickets. We went to Game 4. Game 5, I did not go to. I think Thursday we chilled. Oh, no, we didn't. Thursday we went to Halloween Horror Nights. So Friday and Saturday and Sunday we went to Vegas to see Adam Sandler and my buddy Joey McIntyre and the New Kids on the Block. Check out this video. This is Joey coming through, singing, seeing me. We hugged. We danced. Yada, yada, yada. Bah, bah, bah. He's a pop star. My sister wanted to fuck him when she was a kid. Probably still does. He sang at their wedding. Yada, yada, yada. Great guy. Great family. Love Joe. New Kids ripped it too. John, Joey, Jordan, Danny, Donnie Wahlberg. Wow. In shape. A lot of pelvic thrust. The guys sound great. They move. The fans go bananas. It's like a 7,000-seat theater in Vegas. Boom, residency. Packed all the time. So we had that Saturday and Sunday. Went to the Sphere and saw The Wizard of Oz. Wish I was higher. Just high enough, though. And the tornado scared the shit out of me, but in a good way. Show a little clip of that. So Friday, we were staying in. And my wife never trick-or-treated. I love her folks. They're great people. But as the story goes from her, I think they thought it was the devil's holiday. Some people believe that Halloween is for the devil. Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. She didn't get to do it. So now trick-or-treaters are coming to the pad. Let's hand them out candy. But we were tired as fuck. So we put a bowl out. Didn't put a sign up. So maybe that's on me. Didn't put a sign that said, take one, you greedy bastards. Had I done that, maybe Oscar the Grouch doesn't fucking, you know, go for seconds and thirds. But a really cute kid in a Josh Allen jersey goes, he takes like 5 right in front of me and then goes, can I ask you a question? It's just so cute. Like, hey, can I ask you a question? I go, yeah. Who's your favorite football team? Oh, he had a helmet on too. So cute. Who's your favorite football team? I go, Seattle Seahawks. He goes, that is what the guy next door said. Okay. And then he pauses, turns around like he's going to leave. His friends had already left. Turns back around to the bowl and goes, I'm going to take one more. I mean, get out of here. At that point, I almost dumped the bowl into his bag because it was just so adorable. But yeah, fun week, fun weekend. Vegas. Shout out to the Wynn. Shout out to the Wynn who housed us. Who's going to be back at the Wynn playing their first theater in Vegas? March 20th, baby. March 20th. the Wynn, Las Vegas. It's the first weekend of March Madness, I believe, or maybe the second. Ooh, it's going to be crazy. Get your ooh treats and come on down March 20th to the Wynn, the Encore Theater at the Wynn, March 20th. By the way, the Who Is Me tour is up and running. I don't know, excuse me, if you've been to my website recently, but you can get tickets for Bruce Robbins Live Comedy Store, November 12th. You can get tickets to The Last Dr. Phil Live at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, December 16th. You can come to my first theater show in Seattle at the Moore Theater. Who's been there? Nikki Glaser, Pearl Jam, Joe Coy, Ali Wong, Tom Segura, and now your boy, December 19th, Moore Theater. We're 75% sold out. It's going to be wild. Very fun night. A lot of special guests. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. That's going to be here before you know it. And then, of course, the Who Is Me tour. Theaters, my first theater tour. San Fran, Sacramento, Vegas, Boston. We had a second show at the Wilbur in Boston. New York, Albany, South Carolina, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Tampa, Orlando, Bend, Oregon, Portland. So many, dude. Detroit, I can't wait. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets. Come out, support, and come see. I got a new hour. These two spots tonight, just 15 minutes of raw dogging this new stuff, and man, it's fun. So come out. The shows are always a blast. My openers are hilarious. I love when people compliment the openers, and they go, it makes the whole show better. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and you're there for it, and you're gonna be into it and be pleased, or you're gonna go, better on YouTube, or I wish it was Dr. Phil. I can't control that, but I have been doing this almost 20 years, and I feel very good about the show I give and the energy and the fun and the audience play. It's all there, baby. Please, if I ever become a dad, don't let me say it's all there, baby, ever again. Unless I'm talking to a baby. Unless I'm talking to a baby who's looking for their fork and knife. It's all there, baby. But at that point, too, you're like, why aren't you calling your baby by its name? You're just calling it baby? Bad dad. This fall on Fox. I got to go to the Comedy Store. I love you guys. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. Fort Worth, I'll see you this weekend. Shows are all sold out. Houston next weekend. And Nashville after that. And then you know what it is, man. Wiltern, L.A., Dr. Phil, Seattle, December 19th. We got San Antonio, December 5th and 6th. Spokane, Washington, December 11th through the 13th. And then New Year's at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. I love you guys. Be good to each other. Good night.